This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, Tigers, clearly the story of the day. We're going to get back to it momentarily. Also, Kerry Carpenter on the morning show. If you wanted that, odyssey.com rewind. We've asked the question all day today: is this team going to the World Series? Now, we arrived at that topic through some zaniness, but it's just about gauging your level of belief in destiny and in the inexplainable. In many ways, the Tigers are the baseball equivalent of Rico's UFOs. So we just talk about it.
Take a stray.
Not a stray. You believe in zaniness. What the Tigers have done, it's zany.
Not zaniness. Neither can be proven.
That Bo Brisky's not Dennis Eckersley? I know.
Greg Maddux is on the staff.
I wanted to just for a moment, if we could, we'll get back into the Tigers in a second, and we will get to your calls. College football. In the same vein that we've been talking about the Tigers, Rico, the idea of how far can they take it? Look at our two college teams. Now, this weekend was illuminating for a lot of reasons. One, look, Michigan turned themselves into a service academy. It was the only way I could see them doing it, and they did it. And they won a game that I gave them a good shot in here. So I don't believe they're beating Oregon. I don't believe they're beating Ohio State. And I do believe they will drop a game somewhere where they're just not going to bully somebody and have 32 yards passing. But is it wrong of me to say that by making the switch to Orgy and changing how they play football, they have now built a floor in that they are no worse than 8-4? Is that fair?
No, because one of the teams that I thought you were going to lose to was USC. You beat them. So, yeah, 8-4 is there unless you just have a stinker and you go to 7-5, but I see where you're going with the floor because, yeah, you're looking at Indiana. I think it's probably that one school that probably is your that toughest test for that could beat you. Yeah, I can agree with that. I can roll with that.
As far as Michigan State goes, I have a question. I don't know that I'll get a single call on it, and I want to be clear. There's nobody who wants Aiden Childs to be awesome more than me, but I live in the real world. So here's my issue. Now, this is where Rico's going to call me a boomer and an old man. I'm not mad that Aiden Childs makes a bleep load of money. In fact, I just don't care. But whether you play for free or whether you make $1 million a year, here's the rule for a quarterback. You do not get to play when you consistently give the football to the other team. I don't care if you're in grade school, middle school, high school, JUCO, D3, D2, 1AA, or 1A. I don't care. I don't care if you play for Kent State or Kentucky. I don't care if you play for Alabama A&M or the Crimson Tide. The rules are the rules. MSU was so much better than Boston College, it's not even funny. Why did they lose the game? The turnovers. You want to cite the fumbled kickoff? You're right. Aiden Childs doesn't return kicks. But he had 3 interceptions and at least 6 turnover-worthy throws, meaning, oh my God, that's in the hands of a Boston College defender. Oh, thank God he dropped it.
Reason why he plays DB and not wide receiver.
Yeah, baby. So my question is, if he goes out and turns it over a couple times against Ohio State, at what point does a head coach in 2024, all things considered, financial, ego, portal, all of it, weighing that out versus I have to establish accountability in this program. Meaning, Aiden, we love you. Clearly, we're paying you a hell of a lot. You can't keep doing this. You're killing the 84 other scholarship players. Inaccuracies I can live with. I ran it when I should have thrown. I thrown it when I should have ran. I can live with it. Mm-hmm. Rico, we talked about this off air. If you check it down and you missed a deep read, it's all part of the process.
Right.
But when you are doing, I'm Brett Favre, and you're he has 8 or 9 turnovers in 4 games. If he throws his second pick against Ohio State, am I wrong for saying, Aiden, you're going to sit next to me now, and you're going to look at this. You're still our starter, but I can't keep doing this. Or is that me? Oh, Mike's stuck in 1984. Enjoy your grape nuts.
Buddy, thanks for listening to the Five Star Zone. Said the exact same thing. If I'm Jonathan Smith, I would say before the game, Aiden, after your second interception or second turnover, you're out. You're going to stand next to me and we're going to watch the game together. And maybe that'll help you see it differently from the sideline and see what you should do in the next game. But you're right. You can't just keep sending this kid out there to turn the ball over and say, well, he's going to get better. There has to be some repercussions for the mistake. So
I think there's a first round pick in that guy.
He's there.
I mean, but he needs time.
Like the one play where he breaks, it should have been a 12 yard sack and instead he turned into a 25 yard run. It's like, okay, that was brilliant. Even the play late in the game where he eludes the defense and flips it in the air to Nate Carter. It should have been a touchdown. It's like, okay, that's the Aiden Childs that we're all waiting to see. But yeah, when he's just throwing the ball into double coverage, it's like, why?
He's not seeing it, Rico.
Safeties
were playing games with him.
They were. And going back to your Michigan thing, I would say, actually, Mike, I would maybe put the floor at 7-5. Here's my rationale for that.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Can we agree USC's defense was not lights out? They couldn't tackle. They're better than they were last year. Michigan, I don't know if it's sustainable that you're going to get a pick six in every game or a defensive or a special team score. In the second half until the final drive, it was three and out.
Yeah.
Against a USC defense at home. You're going to run this style and you And teams just realize they're never going to pass the ball. We're going to stack the line. That's going to be difficult to do.
It will, but let's also be, I want to be fair. Fair is my favorite F word.
It's not.
I want to give Alex Orji, I want to show him enough grace that he came into this game with 7 career passes. He has to show incremental improvement. I don't think he'll ever be a high-level passer. It's why no one was really offering him as a quarterback out of high school. But if he can become average?
No, I think what'll change my mind and bring it back to 8-4 is the health of Loveland. If Loveland's in there, I think he can cover up some of the warts and he could hit him with the short passes because it was just like, all right, 3rd and 8 and 2 yard pass. That's and pray to God your guy can break a tackle. Oh, he couldn't. And we're punting the ball again. So I don't think that you're going to get Will Johnson baiting a quarterback into another pick six. If you're relying upon that, I don't see that. But, yeah, as far as Childs, I said the same thing, man. You got to have the and don't do it during the game. Let him know, hey, kid, two turnovers is your limit from here on out. Once you get that second one, you're right here with me, because I guess is the goal of the season to develop Aiden Childs, or is it to win games? If you're telling me it's just to develop Aiden Childs, then leave him in there at all costs.
And I have choice C.
What's choice
C? To set a standard for what this effing program is going to be about. If you bastardize yourself in your first year as head coach by allowing a kid to go out and have 27 turnovers at the end of a season, what message are you sending to the rest of the guys in that room where if a DB blows an assignment, you're sitting his ass on the bench? Mm-hmm. If an offensive lineman has three personal fouls for late hits, you're not whistling by that graveyard. No. Oh, I don't care Aiden makes the most. See, this is my...
See,
I don't want to be a boomer.
No.
But this is my problem.
Here's the thing. When he was making all the mistakes, I'm not even sitting there thinking, you make $1 million. I'm thinking, Aiden, are you blind? Why are you throwing in the double coverage? The money didn't even pop into my head.
Oh, it popped into mine.
I'm just thinking, you can't keep throwing to the other team in double coverage. That's the problem. And you can't keep missing wide open receivers. The offensive coordinator is... He's designing plays that guys are running free, and each and every time, him and Foster just miss each other.
I told you about Lindgren. This is why I like Jonathan Smith. They were able to scheme people wide open at OSU. It was the TJ Lang drunk on the couch Cooper Kupp text that I get every Sunday. How the hell is this guy so open? Hey, that's what Lindgren does.
I don't know if it's just the fact that Childs and Foster can't get along, because think about it. He was able to hit Nick Marsh wide open twice.
Here's my
Maryland.
Here's my opinion, and you can tell me I'm wrong, and that's fine. Aiden is going to win a game we have no business winning somewhere on this schedule. He is going to have that first round draft pick game
Saturday.
But no. I'm just saying there's also going to be a game like Saturday night where he single-handedly costs his team a win. And I have to see some accountability. And for the mouth breathers, no one is screaming about Aiden Childs. No one is vilifying him. Guys, it's simple. There has to be accountability. He can't keep turning it over this way.
You're right, but here's the thing. Just like in Maryland, if the Carter makes that catch, you forget about all the interceptions and the turnovers he had against Maryland because they won the game late. They rallied. Okay. All right. And late in that game... There was a touchdown. Carter put on boxing gloves, and he dropped the ball.
You know, the other thing, and I try to be mindful of it, State did play the game missing four of their top five receivers from a wide receiver room that I'm pretty convinced Kenny could get reps in. So it's not a good spot, and I know there's no running game, but it doesn't nothing. No situation on a football field at any level of football justifies or allows me to rationalize a QB who is -3 in the turnover column every game.
Yeah.
It's got to stop.
8 turnovers in 4 games. Yeah. Last time I checked.
And that's before we play Ohio State, Oregon, and Michigan.
Not
fun. Fun. 248-539-9797. We'll get some of your phone calls. Don't worry. We'll get back to the Tigers, too.